All right, let's catch up with Cole at Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. How you been, my friend?
Doing pretty good. Busy up here in the shop, making a lot of changes to the layout, getting things organized for our next season that looks like is already here.
Start of ice fishing season. That's hard to even think about at the moment with a lot of hunting season left. And obviously, this is a time of year where you could really get into some fall steelhead, some fresh coho. I also have heard about a couple of browns that have been taken that most people are thinking are from Lake Superior. They're not resident browns in these rivers, but they're gorging on coho eggs too. So let's start there. First of all, man, is any river fishable right now? Because it just blew up over the weekend.
Pretty tough right now. Everything's running pretty high looking at the rivers across the board. You know, some guys are still getting out to the mouth of some of the local rivers, getting a couple here or there, but it's been pretty tough. Water's high, so got to use quite a bit of weight if you're going to float anything. You got to get it right down into the fish's face. So tough fishing right now, but you know, the diehards that are getting out there are still grabbing a fish here and there. So it's still worth going out there.
And that's kind of what I want to kind of morph this into. Yes, today, not good. Tomorrow, probably not going to be very good either with high water. But it is going to recede, especially looking at the weather forecast. We got a good chance that we're not going to get a ton more precipitation after this for a while anyway. So it is going to get good again. And that's kind of what I want to talk about. Once these waters start falling, that is one of my favorite times to be on a river. Receding waters tend to turn the fish on. They seem to feel like they can spend more energy chasing baits, things like that. So what would you recommend once this water becomes a little more fishable in the rivers?
Definitely. One of my favorite times to be on the water, same thing, when the water's falling. Screamer fishing just seems to really turn up. Fish are willing to chase baits. You can kind of fish the banks a little bit more when the water's up. So fish are kind of hiding in that structure close to the banks. It makes it easier if you're a wade fisherman to get to them. You don't have to try to wade out to the middle of the river. But brown trout fishing has been pretty good for me this late fall season so far. Doing a lot of streamer fishing for them. I really haven't tied a nymph rig on yet, but fishing some of our rivers around Marquette here, bottom bouncing beads and nymphs and stuff like that are going to work really well.
You still got a lot of river fishermen coming in looking for fresh gain?
Yeah, we still have a lot of guys running gain. Seems like more guys are starting to run spawn sacks lately and using beads too.
All right, well, I want to talk actually about some late-season trout fishing in the streams that are still open, and then go to the musky bite, which I know you are ate up with. So let's talk all that and more if we can in our next Outdoor Report.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it, Adam.
Cole from Superior Outfitters on Front Street in downtown Marquette. And stay tuned. We'll jump back on to this fishing report later this hour on the Outdoor Show.